Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us this week. Don.
I'm here.
Holy moly, look at this guy. Live and in person.
He's looking good. Looking
Ava,
good.
You're here. We're all in the house. Everybody's here. We're going to have a good time, and I'm glad you guys are here with us. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about the recent MinFish. That's a Minnesota organization that's helping to promote and do things for fishing across the state. Talk a little bit about that and the results, and I think something that would be interested for anybody across the Midwest and what they can do for their state to help fishing. That, look at about turkey in Michigan, and I think a lot of other things that are coming up that we need to talk about in the Midwest, and you're going to want to stick around for it. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Donald, good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Ava, does he look like he did before?
A little tanner.
Yeah,
a little more vitamin D.
I was working on that a little bit here.
Nice.
A while back, but not real hard.
Not real hard?
No.
Oh,
gotta get ready for the season. It's
sunbather.
Fishing season's coming pretty soon.
I've been out multiple times, man.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had a chance to do that yet either, but I'm getting ready because I've got my first trek north here in about a month, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll start to get the, had the first journey over to prep the big boat, added another graph to the pursuit.
Okay.
To have some clarity. You know, it's when you look at prepping for a Lake Michigan boat, you don't pull the boat out, right? It's not like during
Should
the season.
Already.
Well, yeah, it's on the dry, we call it.
Sure.
And or on the hard, they call it as well. But what I find that's interesting is when you look at a normal boat that I've been using for many, many years, you trailer the boat. If there's something you need to adjust or change, you can just do it because it's parked along the side of your house, or it's in your garage or wherever. The challenge comes in when you have a boat that's in a slip. It's 34 feet long and 13 wide. It's not coming out. It's not.
Well, once a year.
Yeah, but what I mean is something. You go in the water and you want to make a modification to let's say, a transducer, or something's not reading correctly, or something's just not whatever. You don't just get to go ahead and pull the thing out and do it. So we're looking at sonar or signals and whatever else, because we've got some big Raymarine graphs in it. Then we've got a separate transducer that we put in through the hull for a Solex, a Hummingbird Solex, and that controls the Canon downriggers, or the Canon downriggers put input to that graph so you can see where the cannonballs are. And then the Fishhawk that we have, we've talked with the guys from Fishhawk, that gives you speed and temp, and it all projects to that unit. So that unit, the Solex with this through-hull transducer, have been giving us the best signal for fish.
Right.
So I'm usually the one driving, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and I'm giving guys, hey, where are we at fish-wise? And I've got to ask them. So now I can keep them posted on what the fish is, because we're linked those two together that's at the dash with the hummingbird. Well, we started looking into the transducer. We think the transducer was so full of gunk, the signal we were getting on the marine was because it was not clean. But you don't notice it because it's its brass color. So we started cleaning it. All of a sudden, it was just full of whatever minerals and whatever else. So now it may be that we're going to have multiple transducers that are now able to read and be clear. And we're also going to add a rear-facing sonar to the boat.
You mean put one on the back of the boat so fishermen can see
so
what's
instead
going
of
on.
Using forward-facing sonar, it's rear. Not that we're able to target fish, but it's kind of cool to see how those fish are interacting with your bait.
Do you have autopilot on that?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to drive it. You can set it up. And
well, you still do, because what you have to watch is the current. And you're using the downrigger cables and to get a judge, as well as your high divers and low diver, you know, dipsy divers, to get an idea of how the everything's pulling. Because if you're pulling funky, meaning if the current, because there's major currents in Lake Michigan, it's crazy how much current there is. If you're pulling off current, your lines are pulling off to one side, more often than not, you're not getting the right set. And early spring, it's not a big deal because you're running a lot of planer boards. You're running, you know,
how many
coho.
Lines are you running?
How many lines can 12? We run? How many line? How many,
I mean,
people
how many,
do you have
how
in
many
the boat?
You typically have out? 12?
Typically, we'll run probably 10. 10 or you run three planer boards a side. That's so three, and we'll run probably a rigger a side or two, and then a dipsy or two. Just depends on what the dipsies are a real good puller. They pull some good fish. They have the because they're using wire. They change the there's a tone they put into the water.
The wire.
Yeah. That it's commented many articles out there that they
early
say
in the year do you pull some surface?
That's with the planer boards. We run 5/8 ounce with about 30 feet behind the board for the coho.
Okay.
You get steelhead on those two.
Yep.
And then you start looking, you move to 3 and 5 color lead pretty quick. But again, the point is you get out there and you can't adjust anything. It's already in the water. And like, so we started to look at everything else. It's like, okay, what did we want to change? Every, you know, that concept in making sure you want to get what you can done. And it's going to go in the first part of May. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting out there this year.
Had the opportunity.
Yep. Well, so, I hope it's still there.
Yeah, it is. It's still there. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's a riot. I never quite realized, you know, you troll for walleye or you fish for walleye, and this takes the three-dimensional trolling concept to like a exponentially multifold different level, and speed and depth and everything, temperature, it's all so important. So, yeah, entertainment value is what I refer to it as. And you get done at the end of the day and you have a good day. It's
fun.
You earned your...
I've been there.
You earned your adult beverage at that point.
Yeah.
Speaking of enjoyment, we're going to be right back, guys. We got some cool stuff coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about what went on in Minfish Summit in Alexandria and a lot more than that. Stay tuned.